Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. I'm so glad to have you along. Dhammayanti means peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the wisdom that shines in the universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Join me now on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, and be inspired and uplifted by the beautiful light of this profound, timeless wisdom. Greetings, everyone. Welcome and welcome to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sarah Main. And today we're going to be talking about the power of your resonance to change your world, the power of your resonance to change your world. It's a big statement, but I've come across a really interesting guy. I mean, he's been around for a long time, but I suddenly made a connection courtesy of talking to a friend, and a light bulb moment went off, and I thought I would link it up to do a show for you today. And it's about the power of your resonance to change your world. So we all have that power, and there's plenty of advice and guidance from timeless wisdom traditions, and it's all around us wherever we look. And I, you know, the connection I made was with the Japanese, I think he was an alternative medical practitioner, but also a scientist and a researcher, and probably a businessman as well, a guy called Dr. Masaru Emoto. I don't speak Japanese, but I think that's probably somewhere approaching how you would pronounce it, Dr. Masaru Emoto. But I'm just going to call him Emoto because it's just easier for me to say. So Emoto is the guy I'm going to be talking about. And let's dive straight into it and talk about emotional resonance and the work that Emoto did on this, Dr. Masaru Emoto. And he said, water has a powerful memory and carries within it our thoughts and prayers. As you yourself are water, no matter where you are, your prayers will be carried to the rest of the world. Isn't that an amazing statement? So a little bit of background on Emoto. Dr. Masaru Emoto, he was born in Japan and died in Japan 1943 to 2014 is when he passed in Japan. And I suspect he probably did have some English, but some of the interviews I've seen online, he has a Japanese translator. So, yeah. Anyway, he wrote at least one book, was a bestseller, and such an interesting area of research that he went into. So he was interested in life energy in water, in life energy in water. And he says, water is a blueprint of reality. And it has emotional energies. Emotional energies and vibrations he discovered could change water's physical structure. And he investigated into the crystallization patterns within pure water and polluted water. And he discovered how intention and words and music affect molecular structure of water. And he used high-speed photography and crystals in the high speed, he noticed in the high speed photography that the crystals in frozen water changed when exposed to human thoughts and emotions. I'll just say that again because it's just not how we would normally think. So he used high speed photography and he saw that crystals in frozen water changed when exposed to human thoughts and emotions. So he was treating illnesses with specific waters, and he talks about waters from the Ganges River in India and waters from different, all these different places. So he was treating illnesses with specific waters and getting good results. However, his the vibrational measuring device he used to measure negative emotional vibration, when detected, he used the opposite vibration in drinking water to remove the effects of the negative vibration. This is sort of fundamentally how he was treating people. So he had a vibrational measuring device. I'm not going to go into all of that here. And he measured the negative emotional vibration of the patient. And once he detected that, he used water with an opposite vibration using the same measuring device, and that opposite vibration in the water removed the effects of the negative vibration. But the biggest issue he had was people didn't believe. They just didn't believe what was happening because they couldn't see it. So this is really the crux of the issue. So people didn't believe it because they couldn't see it. And he's realized that people must see in order to believe. Now, this is another whole topic to explore, not one I'm going to necessarily delve into here. And it's the classic, you'll believe it when you see it. I'll believe it when I see it. You know, that belief is linked to seeing. And I know as a teacher, sometimes a child will say, well, look, I won't do it. And I'd almost say to them, I'll believe it when I see it sort of thing. Sure. You know, but we know that really it's the other way around. I'll see it when I believe it is actually the truth of the matter. So he was seeking to find a way to make his findings visible, and he discovered a book on snowflake crystals, and snowflakes are frozen water. Excuse me. And Emoto froze these different waters, and he used specific microscope, and I think he developed further devices as he went along, but he used a microscope to see into water molecules. And this is how he came to the water crystal technology. So you follow all that thread. So with the microscope, he looked into these frozen water molecules, and this is how he came up with water crystal technology. So the question is, how do positive thoughts, words, and emotions affect us? How do positive thoughts, words, and emotions affect us? And Emoto saw that positive words, beautiful images, you know, photos, prayers, etc., made water create beautiful hexagonal water crystals. That's what he said, beautiful hexagonal symmetrical water crystals. You know, like those beautiful snowflakes, but he saw it in the molecules of water crystals. They made these beautiful hexagonal shapes. And then on the other side, conversely, with negative words and negative images, ugly images, nasty images, unpleasant images, and statements of intention and attitudes that were negative, the water molecules were created, and they were ugly looking. They were misshapen water crystals. Isn't that amazing? It was a direct reflection. So he realized that living creatures, including minerals and even the whole planet, they're predominantly water. Our bodies are 70% water. The planet's predominantly water. So therefore, positive thoughts, positive words, positive uplifting emotions, and vibrational energy and resonance can make related things beautiful and harmonized. So that's a sort of thumbnail sketch of his work. And it's important to realize that, you know, this is a direct, how can I say this? This is a direct reflection on our state and our well-being and our health. And he just found his way of demonstrating it as best as you can. And, you know, it's phenomenal, really. So I was very interested in this. And of course, he had critics. Of course he did. And people called his work pseudoscience, as they do. And they doubted the processes behind it. Fine, you know, it's good. So Emoto's response to his critics were that current science exists in a three-dimensional world, and water is multidimensional, and water crystals are in the fourth and fifth dimension. So lower dimensions call his approach pseudoscience, and Emoto hoped it would eventually be called parascience, which I think was really good. And that living from 3D, 4D, and 5D consciousness, we experience the same reality, but on some level, but we perceive it completely differently. So we still experience it, but we perceive it completely differently depending on 3D, 4D, or 5D consciousness. And it comes from some aspects. It's common for some aspects of this consciousness, namely our belief systems, to still be rooted in 3D, while other aspects of our belief system can be rooted in the higher dimensions. So a quick overview, 3D is the physical realm, you know, basically what we can see, hear, and touch. And that's just one level of consciousness, and frankly, it is the lowest level. And that's very much linked to I'll believe it when I see it. That's 3D thinking. Then 4D is the hallway into the 5D. That's where there is some light of consciousness beginning to awaken. And the belief system of the 3D reality seems absurd to only see that. But then we can become angry and resentful of society that implanted into us this 3D system. We may think we're awake, and there is partial wakeness, but we still judge others who don't think like us as being asleep. Excuse me. And then as we continue to work on ourselves, 5D consciousness is unity consciousness, that all is one and one is all. So the consciousness awakens further, the ego drops, and our judgment fades away. And we realize that as within, so without. The external is a reflection of the internal. And, you know, we have greater compassion and understanding as the love grows within. So that's sort of an overview of Emoto. And Lao Tzu said the key to growth is the introduction of higher dimensions of consciousness into our awareness. And in the way people refer to it these days, is ascending to a 5D consciousness, greater awareness. So Emoto's advice, just before I take a break, how do we maintain a positive outlook, attitude, perspective in today's fast-paced and confusing world? And he said, let your actions be based on thoughts of love and gratitude, because love is a giving energy and gratitude is a receiving energy. So that's the overview of this incredible work by Masaru Emoto. And after the break, I'm going to talk further about maintaining a positive, connected resonance, energy, and vibration. So I'll be back soon after the break.
Damayanti, jewelry, clothing, and homewares, with inspiring Sanskrit messages of strength, love, and divine energy, power words that shine a light on your soul path. Our jewelry is made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti, join us as we take our soul journey together. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special Sanskrit mantra that speaks to your soul.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Damayanti, the show for your soul. And today's show, which is the power of your resonance to change your world. And before the break, I was talking about Dr. Masaru Emoto, the Japanese health practitioner and scientist and researcher, and his incredible work on looking at water. And he think, you know, water is a universal element and it's in and through everything, and most of the world and the reality we know is made of water. Our bodies are 70% water, and the world, the planet, is mostly covered in water, and water's in and through everything. And he discovered that water conducts, of course, and that the power of the resonance of positive emotions, positive thoughts, positive energy and vibration has the power to transform. And this links very much with how I was taught by my spiritual teachers. There was a great emphasis on sound, the way I was taught, on sound, on fine sound, on pure sound, on language, on speech, on music, and on sound in general. And that meant, you know, if you did something, you connected with the sound of it. Something had a good sound about it. You know, we say that something had a good sound about it. And we're not talking about necessarily that we physically heard something. You know, I liked the sound of that thing, we say, when we're talking about something we've seen or even heard. It's this sort of slightly difficult way of explaining it. But the whole creation is sound. I mean, remember in the beginning of the Bible, in the beginning was the word. In the Sanskrit wisdom tradition, you know, there's all the time there's descriptions of everything coming from sound, universal sound, Om. And so everything is vibrating all the time. And that's how I was educated in terms of spiritual wisdom and education, and that's links in with why I studied Sanskrit. I was introduced to Sanskrit because of the fineness of the sound, the beauty of the sound, the fineness and precision in the grammar, and of course the incredible timeless wisdom contained in the language itself and all the literature in Sanskrit. So we are spiritual beings having a physical experience, and our energy field, our resonance, actually extends, that some say, about 6 to 7 feet out from our body. We have an energy field. Every human being is emitting this sort of energy field around us. It probably can be greater depending on how evolved the soul is. But are we usually aware, as we walk around, that we are emitting energy and vibration all the time? We are far more powerful as beings than we realize. And I mean, you know, some people can just walk into a room and the whole room changes, and that's through their energy. We all have that power to uplift. So the title of this show, The Power of Your Resonance to Change Your World, is just utterly practical. If you actually connect with the fact that you are far more powerful than you realize. So our bodies being 70% water, thoughts, words, and sounds carry a resonance, a vibration, and a frequency. And they're creative and transformative. The power of sound is transformative. Vibration is transformative. And as I said, the resonance, the fineness, the power of sound and language was central to my education. That's why, you know, I'm into Sanskrit and language and speech and music and sound. When I was teaching, we always sang fine music, uplifting music, great music, because that's the sound that the children were given. So they had that within them, and they were introduced to Sanskrit as well. So we have to be very discerning about the thoughts that we think, and we need awareness for that, and the music that we listen to and the words and speech that we speak, because it's all about the vibration and the sound. So the question is, are they positive and uplifting and beautiful? And that's not accusatory. That is awareness raising. You know, take the moment now. You can always change the thought that you're thinking at this moment. You can always change it. You have that power. If it's negative, pick something positive, an affirmation, a statement, a prayer, just even one word like love or resilience or patience or divine energy, just something to shift the thinking, the resonance, the energy, the frequency, the vibration. Even a physical location can be used, if it's used over time for meditation, for prayer, for conscious mindful activity, it develops an energy around it, a vibration. If you meditate or pray in the same place every day, and you keep it clean and beautiful, it will develop an energy around it. There'll just be a feeling about it. And that's because there's an accumulation. In Sanskrit, we call it sattva, which is pure consciousness, pure fine energy, light energy. It accumulates, and there's a peaceful feeling there, and there's a finer energy. So it is helpful if you practice meditation or pray every day, or even practice yoga, which again is a meditative exercise. It's not just a physical exercise. If you do it in the same place every day, say in your home, it supports your memory and your awareness and your connection with your higher self and with unified consciousness. So these are ways to keep our resonance up, to keep it positive. Be very discerning about the language that we use, the fineness of the speech, the intention and the attitude that we have, the thoughts that we're thinking. Be discerning. And if we find there's something negative, make a conscious choice to change it. And you can absolutely do that. You are far more powerful than you would ever realize. You are a spiritual being having a physical experience. There is that divine spark in your soul. This is why this show is called Damayanti, the show for your soul. I'm speaking to that divine spark. And I mean, frankly, it's one of the reasons for the Damayanti collections of jewelry. There's 8 collections of Damayanti jewelry, and there are wearable mantras on the jewelry in beautiful sacred Sanskrit. So you can have that vibration with you. You don't need to study Sanskrit for 10 years or whatever. You can have that immediate connections to help you lift your vibration. And they're intended as an energetic reminder, bring you back to the uplifting memory and connection of your inner strength, your resilience, your patience of love. And, you know, they're a beautiful gift for yourself. I'm actually wearing one now, which I'm super happy about. It's the Prema Heart Necklace. And on the back, you can personalize the engraving. And on the back, I had engraved Remember, mind, remember. It's probably a bit small to see. Remember, mind, remember. And that statement, remember, mind, remember, is actually in Sanskrit, and it's from the Isha Upanishad. And it was something I learned when I was young. Remember, mind, remember. See, the wisdom traditions know that we need that memory. Mind, remember. Remember what? Remember that we are a universal soul. We are universal consciousness. And we are far more powerful than we would ever think. So if you want to know more about Damayanti and about Sanskrit, you want to check out the collections, go to my website, damayanti.store, damayanti.store, and check out the jewelry. See if you can find I'm sure you'll find a gift for yourself or someone that you love, someone who's special to you, and it's a beautiful, meaningful gift. There's also my book. And there's a whole show archive of all my shows on the podcast page, and there's a blog with all sorts of interesting articles as well. And I will be getting a blog up on this topic that I've done today's show on as well. And to finish, just because of all this talk on Sanskrit and the power of sound and resonance, as I always do, I'm going to chant to you a beautiful Sanskrit prayer. This is a very special one to me. It doesn't really have a name, but it's a prayer for all. And it's very, the sound, the vibration is a very fine sound. It's uplifting, and the meaning of it has fine ideas and intentions as well. So the meaning in English is, may all be prosperous and happy. May all be free from illness and disease. May all see what is spiritually uplifting and auspicious. And may no one suffer in any way. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Just notice how beautiful and uplifting that meaning is, even without the Sanskrit. May all be prosperous and happy. May all be free from illness and disease. May all see what is spiritually uplifting and auspicious. And may no one suffer in any way. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. And now the Sanskrit.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrani pashantu, ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Om shanti, shanti, shantihi.
Thank you for spending time with me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Dhammayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, dhammayanti.store. That's dhammayanti.store. dhammayanti.store. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.